Glory to Jesus Christ. Father David Abernethy, and I think that he's the best teacher of spiritual life here in America. During one presentation, lecture, or discussion, it's difficult to make this, to find a real name for that, book study. He said that Sunday's gospel, and not only Sunday's gospel, but gospel which we hear in the church, should cause disturbance. It should be some kind of like challenge given to us, that we should leave the church challenged by the gospel, almost to be shaken inside. And I think that he's right, because gospel message should not be something what is just pleasing emotion, even it is. This is message for us how to gain eternal life, salvation. And gospel gives us instruction how to get to heaven. But each this instruction hits some kind of our settings of our heart, which are were created many times through influence of the world, through influence of our bad habits, our passions, our sins. So there is always tension when we hear gospel. It should be. If there is no tension, so we didn't hear well, or the message was not given well. And we can think about today's gospel, well, what is difficult there? What is the challenge there in this gospel? Because this is wonderful news for us, because we can see Christ who not only healed that paralytic, but he gave him forgiveness of sins. What a wonderful news for us, and it is really source more for joy, for happiness, for hope. And for sure, it should be. And it is correct if we have this kind of understanding of gospel. But if we think a little bit deeper, we can find huge challenge in this gospel, as always in each gospel. Let's find this challenge. Christ asks very interesting question. What is easier, to heal this paralyzed man or to forgive sins? Isn't it a strange question? God can do everything. For God, nothing is a problem. For God, everything is possible. Why he asks this question? What is easier, to heal or to forgive for God? If he gives us this question, it means that there is something we should find. And correct answer is that it is very difficult and hard for God to forgive. And do you know why? Because God in his wisdom and providence connected this forgiveness with cross. God's forgiveness comes as a fruit of this horrible, painful death of his son on the cross. And this is why Christ asked this question: what is easier? People at that time couldn't understand that. But those who were witnesses of his crucifixion, then resurrection, then when they received Holy Spirit, they understood why he asked this question. The price God chose for forgiveness is very painful price, bloody price. And I think that in this, if we understand this, so it means huge challenge for us and disturbance. How easy we turn to God and we say, "Oh Lord, please forgive me." And we are sure and we are happy that God hears us and he forgives us. But do we think about what is behind this forgiveness? That there is this blood, pain, and death of our Lord. That God himself paid this price for the forgiveness for us. How easy it is for us to just to approach him this way. And if we are thankful, so it is usually like, "Thanks God, thank you." And then that's it. That's it. It is not good approach for our side. It is something that we don't give value and honor to this price which was paid. And many times even we ignore this price, this forgiveness, that we even don't ask for forgiveness, even we know that God chose cross to be this gate through, or the source, or the springs from which comes this grace for us. And many times we are even don't pay attention to our temptations, how we think. Many times we abuse God in that way that we adjust his words to fit our thoughts, our plans, way of our thinking. Many times we stand against him because we don't agree what he tells us, because we think that we are wiser than he is. And all those things are those sins which brought Christ on the cross. We have to look at this from this point of view. And then it is huge disturbance, because today when we leave this church, there will be many things, many temptations to do something, to say something, to stay in some kind of fantasies. And if we don't pay attention, then we need to pay to say to Lord, "Oh Lord, please forgive me." But the price was paid, this blood of Christ. How can we be so ignorant and not paying attention what we are doing if we know about this price? So if this gospel disturbs us and leads us that we will start to pay more attention, not to cause this situation which calls for need of God's forgiveness, it would be good for us. It would change our life. It would make us more holy if we remember that. But on the other side, if we learn to be thankful and we will really try to give growth to our gratitude to this God work, this his sacrifice, we will receive another blessings. Saint Isaac the Syrian says that if a person who recognize grace and is thankful for grace gets double more in return from God. If we learn to be grateful for this, his sacrifice on the cross in a real way, it will bring us double grace. There's other things for if we express our thankfulness. I would start by one story, and really it put me a little bit to shame when I read this. It was a story about one man who somehow went through his conversion. There were some kind of things in his life which were shameful, but he came to senses, and there was some kind of like 1 month preparation, maybe more, I don't remember exactly. And during his preparation, he was preparing for confession because he wanted to change the life. So he had many meetings with priests, talking about spiritual life, talking about all these Christian things. And after he made confession, he went to the church and stayed there a long time, so long time that this sacristan came and tell him, it's time to lock the church, you know, you should go. And he was begging, let me stay more. How can I leave? How can I leave if when Christ did something great for me? When I heard this story, I was ashamed how easy or how short time I myself give to this gratitude to God. And it was really a challenge for me. And I would like you to ask you to open your heart and to accept this challenge from this gospel. And to really realize that this forgiveness God gives us every day, when we, all time when we ask for, the price was really painful, bloody, deadly. May our heart is changed by this challenge. Let's be more watchful. Be careful what we are doing, saying, acting, thinking. But more important is to find time to stay in silence with Christ, giving him thanks for this, his sacrifice he brought for us. It will be blessing for our souls. Amen.